Hi there, is it possible if I can please speak with a Mr. Stuart McFarlane, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi darling, my name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. I'm currently the one dealing with your brother's case regarding his time within the care system.
Yeah.
So I've had a message out from this morning regarding himself, okay, that you would like to take the case further regarding yourself as well, and you have a bit of information that will help his case as well as your own. So I am more than happy to your case put into submission like your brother's today. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah.
Perfect. I just want to make sure that I've got your details on file correctly before we go any further. I believe it's Stuart, which is S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Is that correct,
yeah,
darling?
Yeah.
Perfect. And we've got your surname as McFarlane. Again, is that correct, sir?
Yeah.
Perfect. Can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, Stuart?
Yeah, it's a 9/6/71.
And could I please also ask you, is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason, sir?
Yeah.
Perfect. What's the best email address for you, please, Stuart?
It's S. McFarlane.
S. McFarlane, yeah.
1971
perfect, thank you for that. And same way that I've done with your brother, what I'll also do for you, darling, is I'll pop you a message over on WhatsApp so you've got direct contact there for me moving forward. So if there's any questions or anything like that you require, you've got me there to track your claim at any time, and that way I can keep you fully updated throughout the whole process, sir, okay?
Yeah.
Now, could I please ask you for your home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please, darling?
Yeah, it's G32-9BL.
9 Bravo Lima, and that's shown to me as Dollar Street in Glasgow, is that correct?
Yeah.
What's the door number, darling?
It's number 32.
32, perfect, no problem. Let me get that on the system here for you. And obviously, a lot of your questions can be answered with your brother's information as well, which would be quite helpful in regards to yourself, you know, like where you grew up and things like that prior to the care system.
Yeah.
Was you placed in the same places as brother?
Yes.
No problem, give me 2 seconds, darling. What I am going to do, let me just pull up his file and pull up his file while I'm on the phone with yourself, so then that way. It'll help the little case as well. So, let me just have a look here. So, can I ask you, your brother was in Craig Residential School. Is that the same place where you was positioned, darling?
Yes.
It was. Okay. Was that the only place where you was placed, or was you sent anywhere before that?
No, it's just that. Yeah, and that.
Just no problem. That's fine. So, I'm just going to get that popped onto your file for you. Just give me 2 seconds. And was you in there the same years as him, or was you there earlier than him?
No, we're together.
You're together, perfect, no problem. I just need to make sure that I'm getting all the information correctly so there's no delays on the cases for you. And if I am correct, he was in there out of the year of around 1980, is that correct, darling?
Yeah.
Perfect. And it was staff and children involved. Now, what I am going to ask you to do is, in regards to yourself, I'm going to make sure that I've got all of your brother's information on here correctly as well as yours. Like I said, it can answer a lot of questions there for you, so it saves me when he's free with you. If I am correct, Mum was called Anne McFarlane, is that correct, darling?
Yes, Anne McFarlane, yeah.
Anne McFarlane, perfect. Let me just get that on here for you. And having a look here as well, I can see that brother is obviously Gary McFarlane to yourself. Let me just get that on here for you. And it was just you and Gary that was placed within the care system?
Yeah.
How old was you when you was placed into care, if you remember, darling?
I'd be older than Gary, so what age was Gary? I think Gary was 9, I may be 10.
10, no problem,
1980s, like, I was born in 1971, so...
It's around 10, 11 years of age?
Yeah.
Perfect, that's not a problem there. And we set a password on the account for Gary. Gary's got a password on the account, so if anyone does call you and you don't know who you're speaking to, ask them for the password. And if they don't know the password, just hang up the phone on them. What word would be memorable to you, darling, that I could use as a password for you?
Stuart Junior 11.
Stuart Junior 11?
Yeah.
Stuart 11. Just so that way, you know, if anybody does call you and offers you any underpayments or tries to obviously trick you into accepting something that you're not aware of, then just hang up the phone on them. If they're anyone important, darling, they'll call you back and they will give you that password. Now, what I want to reassure you on before I go any further is we're not clutching at straws here hoping to get you compensated. Our job is basically what we will be doing for you right away is we will be locating your files. And once we locate your files, instantly we will contact all the local authorities and get any as much information as we possibly can. Now, as long as we can prove that you was within these places, your statement is what will pay you out. So that's why it's our job to make sure that we do our very best to ensure to get you the maximum amount that you are entitled to. Now, most importantly, we do need to let you know that you can apply for this without a solicitor, and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is covered by the government for legal advice. And you can also instruct private agreements. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so as you have chosen us, like your brother, it's on no win, no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, the maximum fee the legal team will take is 16% plus VAT, which is a maximum of 60%. And therefore, once we have that, so it's a maximum of 60%, I'm sorry, 20%, maximum 20%, I do apologise. And therefore, that will be taken of the overall amount. So what they will do, the legal team will be ensured to get you the maximum amount that they possibly can back possible. And the reason for that is because I understand no money is going to take away what you've had to deal with whatsoever. Yeah. But this is justice for you today, and we will reassure you to make sure we'll do that very best to do so, sir. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Perfect. So can I just please ask you, we do require a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you over the next few months with your claim ongoing, is there anybody within yourself or your home that you would be happy for this payment to go to?
Yeah. My wife.
And your wife, perfect. So just give me 2 seconds to take that information from you then. Can I please ask you for your wife's name, Gavin?
David McFarlane.
Deborah McFarlane, let me just get that changed over. And can I please ask you for a contact number for Deborah, please, darling?
It's 07-8808-555-79.
Yep. 79, perfect. Now, I know it's going to be a very hard topic of conversation, and once this important part is done, that's the most important part done of this conversation, darling. Can I ask you just to give me an understanding of what you've had to deal with from the residential school that you was in?
Very ill.
So sorry. And not only that, I can imagine that with you being the elder sibling, you were scared, not just for you, for your brother.
They split the twos up.
I'm so sorry about this. And can I ask you, did any of the staff ever settle you in or make you feel comfortable or anything like that?
I used to have to get dressed in front of them. And I was hungry. And one night I went to get. I know where the kept the top stop shop was. And I got caught, and I never got any food. I didn't know it was a residential school. I blamed my parents for the last 40 years.
I do apologise. And can I ask you,
I just thought it was normal that you had gone when you went for a shower. I didn't know.
It wasn't, and it's unfortunate that that was the case. And And I do need to ask the question, darling, whilst they was doing this, was there any sexual abuse here whilst that was happening?
Just got on my shit, don't I? Just, I don't know, I can't remember.
I'm so sorry, and I'm going to move on. You've given me enough information now. Do not worry whatsoever, darling. And also, brother's accounts as well will help you here as well, so do not worry. I do believe that you wasn't given any comfort or any reassurance or any explanation or anything.
I
is that correct?
I used to cry at my brother at night with my man. I didn't know he never wrote to you or anything. I thought I just forgot about it. I remember sitting in a wee park. And I was trying to protect my brother, but there's other people there that were just, it was crazy. What the hell? I don't know if you ever remember the film, it's on the TV, it's like, it's called Scum. The film.
I know exactly what you mean, yeah. I'm so, so sorry that you...
I try to talk to people about it over the years. I blame my man. I blamed my man there. I told everybody. There was this place we went in. It was hell.
I can imagine you don't trust people and struggle to build relationships now as well.
It's hard to speak about because I just thought that was normal. I didn't even know what it was. I thought it was maybe like... I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't a bad boy. Right? And now when I look back and I see things on TV now, and I think, well, why would they sit and watch? Why would they watch me getting ready? You know what I mean?
Most definitely, and not only that, like I say, being secluded in here as a young boy, you don't know any different. You don't know right from wrong, and when you don't have anyone to talk up to or ever... go and confide in, then it's even harder for you. It's affected your mental health a lot, not just physically, but mental as well. Can I ask you, when you were here, the staff, I do believe, obviously, the staff was quite boisterous and bullying. Do you ever remember them hitting you or shouting at you as well?
Nobody shouted at me. I wasn't there, and I was there, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be there. I spoke to him at night and asked him about my brother. I think he was in Oak. I don't know if the Oak was the younger ones, and there was another. I was in a different dorm for him, which I didn't understand. And then that was, they just treated you bad.
I'm just having a look here on the application as well. Let me just have a look here for you. Did you ever... I mean, of course, I understand that you was everyone as well, the other children. Was they quite boisterous towards you as well?
Yeah.
And did you get kept locked away? Was you kept separate from everyone else there? Was you kept locked in your rooms? Was you ever sent in, say, locked in any cupboards or anything as a punishment?
I just locked in my rooms, and I didn't sleep at night, and I just used to come in and shout it as I take me out of the room, just set me in another place. All I wanted to see my brother.
And obviously, over time, I can imagine obviously how you've had to deal with this and everything that you're dealing with right now. It is very hard for me to sit here and have this conversation with you because I understand it is opening a can of worms. And I want to let you know that when I have you on to WhatsApp in a second, if there's anything I can do to take any of the stress off you or even just to have a conversation with you and make you feel a lot better, I'm here to do so at any time. So do not hesitate to bob me a message over if you need anything to make this easier for you. I'm here to do so. Now, I do appreciate that you have given me a lot of information here. I believe that this has actually had a very big impact on your life. I'm issue. What I am going to get on here for you, darling, I do believe that I've got some of your notes here from what your brother said you've had to deal with as well. There was no education much while she was in here. Is that correct, darling?
I don't read them right. Is it really useless? I used to get in for jobs and I couldn't read or write on English, so I just walked out the door.
Which it's had a very big impact on your later life, and that's what people don't understand. It's not just then as well, it's now too. Even communicating with people or trying to have a conversation. And like I say, this is something that you possibly not thought about for so many years. It took one person to go ahead and file a claim, and now that they've filed a claim and talked up for other people, that will help your case, and your case will help other people. Just like your brother's case is helping yours, and your case will help him. The reason for it is because no one's ever here to question you and say that this did not happen to you in any way, shape or form, because we know it did happen. The amount of cases that we've had regarding these places is disgusting, and it's not fair on how you have been failed. So like I say, we will do our very best to make sure we get you that justice that you deserve, and I will make sure that I get this sent off for you today, same way that I will be with your brother's case too. Now, throughout the next few weeks with your claim ongoing, if there's anything I can do for you to make things easier, or even still, like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean that you've remembered everything on this call right now, but if there's anything that you forget to mention to me or anything that you'd like to include at later dates or anything like that, then therefore you can drop me a message over and I'll make sure that I get that updated for you as when and as you please, okay? So I'll make sure that we include everything on here for you.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm just going to do for you, darling, as well, is I am... Do you have WhatsApp? Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bob you a WhatsApp message over, because I do require a picture of your driver's licence and a picture of your... and a letter as well. It can be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. Would you be able to just come and take a picture of your driver's licence for me, darling, or your passport? Make sure that it's very clear and we can see the whole ID for me, please. And whilst you're doing that, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to send you a message over on WhatsApp. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Perfect. So if you can just click on that message for me and send me a picture of your driver's license or your passport, whatever is easier for you.
Right, for sure. Is it the message that came through to my phone?
Yes, please. So you've had a message that's come through. That message, you can click on that first. So that's on your normal text. That's just for you to sign and get back to me. So if you click on that, I'll talk you through that, darling.
Right, I've clicked on that.
Perfect. So if you click on that, it should take you to a box that will say signature. And if you can give it a signature with your finger for me, the best way that you possibly can. It'll ask you for a squiggle with your finger.
Yeah.
And once you've done that, it will then ask you, well, it will have a big blue button next to it saying execute all documents. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Perfect. So if you press that button for me, that should then bring the document back through to me.
I think that's it.
Perfect. Let me just make sure, darling. Let me make sure that's come back through.
Yeah.
Just got it over here. Let me just make sure that comes back through. My system just being a bit delayed at the moment. Yeah, so that's come back through perfect. So if you could now go onto WhatsApp for me, please, darling. You've also had a WhatsApp message over from me.
Yeah, I've got that.
Perfect. Now, if you could please send over a picture to me of your driver's license and a picture of any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. Have you seen that message there from me, Stuart?
Yeah, I guess I sent you a photo, but just
yep,
to send you
a load
of photos.
Oh, bless you. Don't worry, you send over how you can and I'll use the ones that I can use for you.
Right, yes, thanks. Wait, 2 seconds. I need to find a letter.
It could be any letter. It just needs to have the date in the last 3 months for me. Have you got anything that's come through recently, let's say? Can't, or you can do a screenshot off your phone if that's easier.
I've got a... I've got a letter from the hospital.
Perfect. When was that letter dated?
It's dated the 3rd of the 6th, 26. No, tell a lie. It's dated the... There isn't any date on it, is there? 3rd of the 6th, 26. I'll get one, 2 seconds.
No problem, don't worry.
The one here, the 3rd of January, isn't
it? 3rd of January would be perfect.
Right. You just need the full letter?
Yes, please. All 4 corners in the letter as well, please, sir.
That's me sent you the letter one and I'll just send you my passport.
Perfect, thank you. If you could open the passport like a book for me, please, and make sure all 4 corners are on the picture as well, darling.
Yeah, I've got one Yeah, I think that's me sent it to them.
Let me make sure that's come through. Would you be able to resend your passport for me just so it's not got the flash on it for me, please, darling?
Right, no bother.
Sorry about that. It's just that Scottish redress will just knock it back straight away.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Perfect. That's amazing. So that's everything that I require from yourself. So my job now is to go full steam ahead and do our job. Now, we do need to let you know the case can take anything up to 12 months, as explained to you, but it does not necessarily mean that it will take that amount of time whatsoever. Now, yeah. As soon as I've got your next stages of update, I will be in contact. And if there's anything you need from me, you just bob me a message over. I do appreciate your time today. I am sorry to make you go into that topic of conversation, but it is all for a good cause, and we will reassure you to go and get you that justice that you deserve, darling, okay?
Yeah.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for your time. You go and enjoy the rest of your weekend now. Thank you so much for that. And if there's anything you need, you just message me. All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.